All right, so are you ready to dive into some really cool stuff about Madison Square Garden? We've got a ton of info here about the history, what makes it so famous, and we'll even tie it back to Sabrina Carpenter later on.
You know, it's funny how these places, like Madison Square Garden, they become more than just buildings, right? They become part of the city's story. And MSG, well, let's just say it's a story full of surprises.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so let's go way back to the very first Madison Square Garden. Get this, it opened in 1879, and the first person to lease it, P.T. Barnum, you know, the circus guy.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I can only imagine what it must have been like back then.
Right, it had a leaky roof and everything. Talk about roughing it. But hey, it set the stage, literally, for everything that came after. And get this, there have been four Madison Square Gardens, and not a single one of them was actually located on Madison Square.
You're kidding.
Nope. Crazy, right. But that second one, the one Stanford White designed, now that was something special.
I bet. I read that it was designed to look like some fancy tower in Spain, the Giralda Tower, I think. They really wanted to make a statement.
Definitely not your average arena. Sadly, that one got torn down. But here's the kicker. Tearing down the old Penn Station, which was nearby, caused so much outrage that it actually led to the creation of the New York City Landmarks Preservation Commission.
Wow, talk about a chain reaction. They never could have imagined that tearing down one building would lead to so many others being protected.
It's kind of poetic in a way when you think about it, but that whole thing with preserving history, it's still a big deal today, especially with the current Madison Square Garden and its, shall we say, interesting relationship with Penn Station.
You're not kidding. Building it right on top of the station, well, it's definitely caused some headaches over the years.
It's a bit of a mess, isn't it? I mean, imagine trying to renovate a major train station with a giant arena sitting on top of it.
Easier said than done, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's caused a lot of debate about whether they should just move the whole thing.
It's a tough one. On one hand, Penn Station needs a serious makeover. But on the other hand, MSG is like a landmark.
Exactly. So what do? It's like this constant tug of war between what's practical and what's sentimental.
And speaking of sentimental, I have to say, building the current garden back in the 60s, talk about an engineering marvel. I mean,
Oh.
building something that massive over an active train station, my head spins just thinking about it.
The logistics alone must have been mind-blowing.
Right. But even with all that effort, the 1991 renovation, they got some flak for that. Seems like they focused more on those fancy luxury suites than making sure regular fans could afford to go to a game.
Yeah, the never-ending debate about who gets the best experience, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one. But you know what? No matter where you sit, Madison Square Garden has seen some seriously epic moments. Sports, music, even dog shows. This place has it all.
I mean, we're talking about a place that's hosted everyone from Muhammad Ali to Elvis, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like those walls are buzzing with history.
I know. And speaking of history in the making, you're going to be part of it. Because where's Sabrina Carpenter performing on date? That's right, Madison Square Garden.
Wow, talk about a venue with some history.
Her short and sweet tour is making a stop and everything. Can you believe it? I mean, she's following in some pretty big footsteps. This is the same stage that's seen Muhammad Ali, Elvis, Led Zeppelin.
Like this arena has absorbed all this energy from these huge moments in history, and now it's ready for, a new generation.
And that's what I think is so cool about this whole thing, right? You've got Sabrina Carpenter, her album Short and Sweet, which is all about like relationships and how fame can be kind of, I don't know.
Bittersweet.
Yeah, totally. And it got me thinking, MSG had seen a lot of short and sweet moments too, like the thrill of winning a big game, the crushing blow of, losing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
Imagine
yeah.
how electric it must have been when the Knicks won the championship in 73, right?
Oh, I bet. Or how about when the Rangers lost the Stanley Cup Finals in 79? Talk about heartbreak.
And the concerts. Don't even get me started on the concerts. Elton John's run back in 2000, that was legendary. Every note just hung in the air, you know?
I can only imagine. And now Sabrina Carpenter is going to be adding her voice to all of that. It's like she's becoming part of this legacy of artists who've poured their hearts out on that stage.
It gives me chills just thinking about it. It's like the venue itself becomes part of the performance somehow. All that history, the energy, it all feeds into it.
Totally. But before we get ahead of ourselves, we've got to talk about the third Madison Square Garden. Remember the house that Tex built?
Oh, yeah, Tex Rickard, the boxing promoter. They don't make him like him anymore.
And get this, it wasn't even in the same spot as the other two. Can you believe that? This one was over on 8th Avenue.
Wow, I had no idea. But even though it was only around for like 40 years, it saw a lot of action. The first Ali Frazier fight, the fight of the century, that was at MSG.
No way. That's amazing. See, I'm learning stuff already.
You and me both. But it wasn't just boxing, though, right? They held everything there. Hockey, basketball, concerts, even the circus.
They really did do it all, didn't they? It's like this weird mix of entertainment and history all rolled into one.
And that brings us back to the whole issue with the current garden and its whole dot situation dot with Penn Station, right?
Right. It's like the perfect example of what we were talking about before, that tension between preserving the past and, you know, making way for the future.
Exactly. On one hand, you've got this arena that's practically a symbol of the city, right? But on the other hand, you've got this train station that desperately needs an upgrade.
It's like a no-win situation. If they tear down MSG, all the fans and businesses will be up in arms. But if they don't, Penn Station is never going to be what it could be.
It's a tough one. What do you even do in that situation? I mean, city planners have been struggling with this for years. Some people say just move the arena already. But then others are like, no way, it's too important to the city.
So it sounds like we're stuck with a bit of a stalemate.
For now? Yeah, I think so. But hey, that's what makes this whole thing so interesting, right?
You've got a point. It's a classic New York story when you think about it. Big dreams, bigger buildings, and even bigger challenges.
And through it all, Madison Square Garden is right there in the thick of it, like a symbol of how we're always trying to find that balance between holding on to the past and, you know, reaching for the future.
Yeah, I get that. It reminds me of those, you know, those really old buildings that have been around forever. They've seen so much history, so many changes. They're not just buildings anymore, you know, they're like living, breathing reminders of where we've been.
I like that, living, breathing reminders. And Madison Square Garden, it's definitely a reminder of something. The power of history, the excitement of a big event, all that New York City energy.
And it's still going strong. Who knows what's next for MSG? Will it stand tall forever, or will they finally decide to move it to make way for something new?
That's a question for the ages, isn't it? Only time will tell, I guess. But here's something fun to think about. You know, the next time you see a photo of Madison Square Garden, or if you hear it mentioned in a song or something, remember it's more than just bricks and mortar.
It's an icon.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be walking through those doors yourself, ready to witness the magic firsthand.
And that's what makes this so cool, right? It's a reminder that these stories, they're still being written. And maybe, just maybe, we get to be a part of them.